This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
He goes on to say, Rahimahullah, فَمَعْرِفَةُ مَا يُفْسِدُ الْأَعْمَالِ فِي حَالِ وُقُوعِهَا وَيُبْطِلُهَا وَيُحْبِطُهَا بَعْدَ وُقُوعِهَا مِنْ أَهَمِّ مَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُفَتِّشَ عَلَيْهِ الْعَبْدُ وَيَحْرِسُ عَلَى عَلْمِهِ وَيَحْذَرُ. He says here, so the knowledge of that which corrupts an action while doing it, and nullifies and eliminates the reward after it's done, is the most important matters that the servant should investigate and learn about and be diligent in his knowledge in avoiding or doing. He says, a certain author, he said, وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي أَثَرٍ مَعْرُوفٍ. He said, there's a famous statement that is known, particularly, inshallah, by scholars. He said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَا يَعْمَلُ الْعَمَلَ سِرًّا لِلَّهِ لَا يَطَلَى عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى. He said, verily a servant may do an action in secret for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no one knows. فَيَتَحَدَّثُ بِهِ. So he speaks about the good action that he did. مِنْ دِيوَانِ السِّرِّ فَيَنْتَقِلُ مِنْ دِيوَانِ السِّرِّ إِلَى دِيوَانِ الْعَلَانِيَ. So it moves from the tablet of good deeds that were in secret to the tablet of deeds that are in the open. ثُمَّ يَسِيرُ فِي ذَلِكَ دِيوَانِ عَلَى حَسَبِ الْعَلَانِيَةِ. Then it moves from the tablet of secret deeds that are not known by anyone to that status and state. The state and reward of that action will be at the state of an action that was known to the people by that person speaking about it. So the person spoke about the action and they spoke about it. For what reason? It's going to be at that level of reward, as opposed to when it was in secret, no one knew about it, being more of a means of sincerity, more of a means of preserving it from any type of action or feeling that could nullify it. فَإِنْ تَحَدَّثَ بِهِ لِلسُّمْعَ وَطَلَبَ الْجَاهِ وَالْمَنْزِلَ عِنْدَ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَبْطَلَهُ كَمَا لَوْ فَعَلَهُ لِذَلِكَ. He said, so if the person spoke about it in the open, for a reason to be heard by others, or to gain some type of good reputation, or a certain position with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is nullified. Allah will nullify that action. May Allah protect us. And he goes on to say, Rahimullah, فَإِذَا تَابَ هَذَا هَلْ يَعُدُ إِلَيْهِ ثَوَابَ الْعَمَلِ. He said, so if the person was to seek repentance from that, does the reward return back to them? Now, this is a very important issue. This is a very important mas'ala that all of us have probably subconsciously asked ourselves when we even learn in fiqh about the arcan of prayer, because you're learning the conditions and the obligatory actions of prayer. If you were to do that obligatory action, but the action was a shell because inside of it was a form of riyah, wanting to be praised, or you're thinking about something else, how does that obligatory act that you're doing take place? Is it accepted or not? Or a portion of it accepted and another portion is not or not? He answers, فَإِنْ قِيلْ, or he mentions the question, then he says, قِيلْ, it was mentioned, إِنْ كَانَ قَدْ عَمِلَهُ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَأَوْقَعَهُ بِهَذِهِ النِّيَّةِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَنْقَلِبُ صَالِحًا بِالتَّوْبَةِ بَلْ حَسْبُ التَّوْبَةِ أَنْ تَمْحُوَ عَنْهُ عِقَابَهُ فَيَصِيرُ لَا لَهُ وَلَا عَلَيْهِ. So this is fiqh. He mentions, it was mentioned, if he did that action for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, وَأَوْقَعَهُ بِهَذِهِ النِّيَّةِ, and the motivation was that niyyah for doing it other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for verily it doesn't flip and turn to a good deed, right, with repentance. Rather, it depends on the tawbah, or its proportionality is the tawbah will either erase the punishment, so it will not be for him nor against him. So the action is not accepted, but he's not punished for it. the action is not accepted, but he's not punished for it because the motivation behind doing the action was insincere. It was for other than Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he after he did the action, he sought forgiveness from Allah. So if someone went to pray Salat al-Asr in order to be seen by an individual, he says, I'm going to go to the masjid because I'm going to go to this masjid because so-and-so is going to be there and I want to be seen by that person for a particular job, to marry his daughter, you know, something, whatever it may be, right? You're doing it in order to be seen. So the motivation behind you doing the action was to be seen by someone. The motivation behind you reciting Quran or to give a lecture is to be heard by a particular person. It is not for the sake of Allah. It is not because Allah loves it. It is not because you feel that you are coming closer to Allah by it, by doing that action. And that's your motivation behind it. This is the situation. أوقعه بهذه النية. That is what is important here. That it was that intention that served as the motivation behind it. In this situation, you receive no reward, but there will be no punishment. لا له ولا عليه. If there was sincere tawbah. So after you finish the prayer, you get and you say, Astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive me. Oh, Allah forgive me for wanting other than your face and wanting other than you when doing that action. In this situation, it is neither for him or against him. Because the sincere tawbah is equal with the sincere riyah, in other words. وَإِمَّا أَنْ عَمِلَهُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى خَالِصًا ثُمَّ عَرَضَ لَهُ عُجْبٌ أَوْ رِيَاءٌ. This is important here. This is the dhabit, and this is fiqh. This is the particular point that needs to be highlighted, therefore showing understanding of the religion. Here he says, وَإِمَّا إِنْ عَمِلَهُ but rather, if he was to do the action for the sake of Allah sincerely, then, ثُمَّ, then showing off or wanting to be praised in this action of worship hits him or comes in front of him, or it's something that he encounters or feels. أو تحدث به, or he speaks about it with that riya. Right? ثم تاب من ذلك وندم. Then he seeks forgiveness and is regretful. فهذا قد يعود له ثواب عمله ولا يحبط. He said, so the reward of that action could possibly return to him and won't be uplifted. وقد يقال إنه لا يعود إليه. And it's been mentioned that it doesn't return to him. بل يستأنف العمل. Rather, he should just do it from all over. Just do it again. Do the action over again. And this is important. You hear some sort of, you know, some people, they would do the action over again after they pray. They're not sure, was it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When I said Allahu Akbar, was I not attentive? I wasn't trying to show off, but I just got off of work. And it's Salat al-Asr. I just walk in the masjid, I say Allahu Akbar. My intention wasn't there, right? They'll start and do their prayer over again. This is totally fine, inshallah ta'ala. And this really ultimately goes back to the issue, al-yaqeenu la yazulu bishak. It could go back to the fact of certainty is not eliminated by doubt. But this doubt, even scholars even talk, there's levels of doubt. So, you know, am I doubtful of me praying 3 or 4 rakats? In this situation, tabni ala yaqeen, you build off of what you are certain about. So you're certain about 3, uncertain of 4, you build off of 3. You're certain that when you made takbir, you were not attentive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You were not disconnected. You were not present in your prayer. It's advisable to start over in this situation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. He goes on to say, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَالْمَسْأَلَةُ مَبْنِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ أَصْلٍ وَهُوَ أَنَّ الرِّدَّةَ هَلْ تُحْبِطُ الْعَمَلَ بِمُجَرَّدِهَا أَوْ لَا يُحْبِطُهُ إِلَّا الْمَوْتُ عَلَيْهَا. He says, so this issue is built upon a foundational principle. He says, does the ridda, does blasphemy, right, totally eliminate and nullify the actions with the fact of leaving Islam? Right, leaving Islam, blasphemy, is that a reason for leaving Islam if someone just does that? Oh, it doesn't do that except on that he or she dies upon that blasphemy, upon that leaving Islam. فِيهِ لُلْعُلَمَاءِ قَوْلَانِ مَشْهُورَانِ. For the scholars, there are 2 particular opinions. وَهُمَا رِوَايَتَانَ عَنِ الْإِمَامِ أَحْمَدِ. And there are 2 narrations from Imam Ahmad. فَإِنْ قُلْنَا تُعْبِطُ الْعَمَلَ بِنَفْسِهَا. He says, if it is mentioned that it, meaning someone leaves Islam today, all of their actions are nullified. فَمَتَى أَسْلَمَ اسْتَأْنَفَ الْعَمَلَ وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانَ قَدْ عَمِلَ قَبْلَ الْإِسْلَامِ. He says, so whenever that person becomes Muslim, then فَمَتَى أَسْلَمَ, when they become Muslim, their rewards for their actions renew, and بَطَلَ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَ عَمِلَ قَبْلَ الْإِسْلَامِ, and whatever was before Islam is nullified and not considered. وَإِنْ قُلْنَا لَا يُحْبَطُ الْعَمَلُ illa idha mata murtaddan. He said, if the person if we were to say that the action is not nullified until they die upon that, فَمَتَى عَادَ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ عَادَ إِلَيْهِ ثَوَابُ عَمَلِهِ, when he returns to Islam, the rewards of his previous deeds will be given to him. وَهَكَذَا الْعَبْدُ إِذَا فَعَلَ الْحَسَنَةِ ثُمَّ فَعَلَ سَيِّئَةً تَحْبِطُهَا. And that is the situation of the servant. If he does an action of good, then does an action of evil, it will erase it. ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ تِلْكَ السَّيِّئَةِ, then he was asked for forgiveness from that particular evil deed. هَلْ يَعُودُ إِلَيْهِ ثَوَابَ تِلْكَ الْحَسَنَةِ الْمُتَقَدِّمَةِ, does the reward of that action that was good return to him, the previous action? يُخَرَّجُ عَلَى هَذَا الْأَصْلِ, and that is what this issue, it derives from this issue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.